Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Appreciate that, Mr. Degenerate Jake. And your boy took the L today on the... You know, if I had just taken the under, we'd be feeling a lot different about things right now. But you live to gamble another day, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll get to that later on in the program. Fan After Dark right here on 105 Through the Fan. We've got you till 11 o'clock. And, of course, we will not be on tomorrow as your Dallas Cowboys take on the Detroit Lions. And, of course, in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll give you the whole rundown as to we get the player profile with our boy Chris Arnold. And then, of course, who will be joining the pre- and halftime shows as well. And kind of they will be out at Choctaw Casino. Now, Jet Nelson's in the building as well. Great job from Jet Nelson on Thanksgiving Day. How did your Thanksgiving day go?
It was very good. We actually did pull the audible, stay at the wife's house.
Okay.
And then watch the game through. Then parents were still okay. Out. Shout out to the parents.
Now my question, whose call was that?
That was my call.
I took our advice.
Shout out to Reese, too. She was like, all right, we're going to stay, watch the game.
Yeah. You were part of the 57 million.
Who suggested it first, though?
The original plan was you might have to leave at halftime.
Right.
We'll see what make the parents' house.
Yeah. But let's go ahead and just stay Jet here until the end of the game.
Yeah, I was the one who brought it up. I talked to Fred and Blake, and they were like, we might have to pull the audible.
Yeah, and the wifey was cool with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's her parents' house,
she
right?
She knows it's, yeah. Yeah.
Jet put his foot down.
Yeah, no, yeah. He absolutely did. And plus, you win points because it's her mother and dad's house, right?
Right.
So, hey, let's spend another hour... or so.
Little brownie points, yeah.
At the in-laws.
Yeah.
Now, here's the most important question. How was the food?
Pretty solid. I don't think the turkey beats my mom's.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
No, you can say that. any sides that were questionable or really good?
Did have both of the gravies. That was the big part. That was what
we were
looking
gravy
for.
Guy. How was it?
It was solid.
Okay.
White gravy beat the ground gravy, but... No, nothing.
What did he just say?
White gravy beat the brown gravy on Thanksgiving.
Sound a little too proud about that, Jack
it
Nelson.
It's just what it was. It just fits better with the mashed potatoes a little better.
Oh, fits better, huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever had brown gravy with some mashed potatoes, Jet?
I put it on the stuffing. It's on the stuffing.
It's dressing.
Why, you don't like brown gravy? Something wrong with brown gravy?
Yeah.
It's not your flavor, huh? I'm sure your wife's happy to hear that. Okay.
She loves it. She loves to hear that. What did your wife bring to the...
We brought the pumpkin pie.
Did you make it or you buy it?
Reese made it.
Oh, okay. So your wife made the pumpkin pie.
I don't think I would do as good of a job.
That's all right.
I gave it to her. Let her do her
thing. So all in all, solid day. Both sides of the family were visited.
Everything good.
Lots of food was eaten.
Cowboys won.
Yeah. Jet Nelson put his foot down. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay. The maturation and the evolution of Jet Nelson before our very eyes is definitely going to go on my top five things that happened at the Fan in 2025.
Dallas Mavericks have won.
Yeah, I mean, that's
118-108. And Tyler Hero scored 20 in the first half and scored zero in the second.
And didn't score a single point. Don't get me started on the rest of it. Okay. Topics for today's haikus are as follows. Cowboys, Detroit, and parlays. Which one would you like to go first?
I feel good about both.
You want to go parlays or Cowboys, Detroit? Just give me one.
I just hit a parlay, by the way.
Well, let's go parlays first then. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I'll start off with mine because I did not hit a parlay. Here we go. Not good at gambling. Slamming overs is humbling. Three legs from winning.
Fantastic.
That hurts.
Jet Nelson.
My turn. Here we go. Hitting them, a thrill. Chasing them gives you chills. Parlays pay the bills.
Come on!
How does it feel that Jet 4 weeks in a row has been better than you? Genuinely. He has outclassed you. Jet Nelson.
That was just a little rhyme.
No, Jet,
there,
you're in the clear second place now.
Okay. I'll take that.
Great maturation.
Oh, we haven't even heard yours yet, so I mean,
some stuff is unspoken for.
You can throw the compliment out there.
I'm sorry.
Some of us have our jerseys in the rafters, and some of us are still on the court playing. Some of us are still on the court playing.
I'm sorry. I'm not even.
Let's go to Jacob Ray.
I didn't listen to half of what he's saying. Continue.
All right. It's not as good as Jets, I don't think. Degenerate Jake. Swimming in cash like a lake.
Mm.
Lions spread. Right. Don't take.
Okay. That one had a nice little secondary flow to it. It kind of started speeding up there. A flow switch.
Read that one more time. I was interrupted by bells and whatever he was doing in the background
I'll
here.
Just be quiet.
Degenerate Jake. Swimming in cash like a lake. Lions spread. Don't take.
All right. Your turn.
Get that smirk off your face. You just, look at Jacob. You look at Jacob while I do mine.
I'm eyeballing you.
Cold spells fog my brain. Then I smack one out the frame. Vegas knows my name.
I knew they were
going there. I'll ring my own bell.
I knew you were going there.
I'll ring my own bell.
I knew you were going there.
You did?
I did. I absolutely did. Okay.
Why didn't you write it down? So predictable. Huh? You got last, by the way. I would go Jet, myself, Jacob, you.
See, this is kind of like...
Unbiasedly. Like, I keep it a buck.
I'm kind of like the Jerry Jones of haikus, though. Okay?
Jerry's been on a heater, so I wouldn't... Don't disrespect my boy Jerry.
Well, it's still the best segment on the station. Cowboys, Detroit. Motor City romp.
What did that have to
do? Yeah, you heard me.
Anything?
Motor City romp. Four straight wins means Cowboys stomp. Playoff chances bump.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bump.
Mm.
I'm going to abstract on this last line.
We're
all
like
waiting
out
for something.
I see it.
I couldn't think of anything else to rhyme with.
Would you say bump?
Yeah.
Okay, so read it again. Let's help him, Jet. Let's workshop it. Read it again.
I don't need to workshop it. I already said it.
Teamwork.
No,
Fred?
It's done.
Fred,
I already wrote it.
This is a team experience.
I don't need a team experience. I wrote it. It's done. Boom, done.
Jet.
My turn?
Yeah.
Here we go. Lions look wounded. Dallas offense keeps shooting. It's Lion season. Not
Jet.
Duck season.
Jet. You did it again. Ray.
It's Lions season.
Got turned into Young Dolph.
Oh,
sorry. I got excited about
you're good,
Jets.
You're good. I'd be excited too. Danny C got stones. Detroit corners are like cones.
Mm.
Destiny they own.
Mm.
That was a.
I think that's
that
a
was
winner.
A finger snapper right
that
there.
That was good.
I like that second that line. Good. I like that second yep. line.
Read that second line one more time.
Detroit corners are like cones.
I like that.
It was good flow. Too. It was good flow.
It was.
Limping Lions vain. Winner lives and loser slain. Pickens claims their main. Lion reference, the main.
Yeah, I had that too. Yeah.
But he's also like a guy that would say main.
Main is that just, good if you got to explain it?
You know what? I was just looking around to make sure y'all got it. Making sure y'all got
That's
it.
That's fantastic.
Okay, how we? I power rank the last one. We'll go to Jacob. How would you power rank him? Objectively, you know.
I mean, I'm going to go Jet 1.
Back to back.
I think me and Blake are tied at 2, man. Yeah. I think Blake got the first one. I got the second one.
Yeah.
Fred's bring it up the rear, man.
That's okay.
Bring it up the caboose.
That's okay.
Jet, your thoughts?
How would you rank them? Loving this, man. I mean, talk about the evolution. Glory to God. I'm just going to keep doing my thing.
Jet went for the plus 2,500 team chemistry answer. No, tell us who had the best and the worst.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Cutthroat.
Jacob won the Cowboys Lions.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I'm going to give my. Oh, I can't give myself.
You can give yourself. Right.
You can. Okay. I really like my parlays. I think.
Now who
I'll give Fred the three. Fred's been the coach since day one. Fred gets the two, Blake the three.
I thought he was loading up the compliment sandwich. Fred started the segment. He gave me the opportunity,
he did read his first each one, so we'll go ahead and give him 3B in this one. So, from the 469, producers are killing it. Blake and Fred, step it up.
That's fair.
Every now and again, you have a Mozzie Smith.
Ooh, every now and then. Okay. I feel like we're on like 4 weeks of kind of some week
I know,
performance.
Yeah, before.
I'm just curious.
Because when I was on
week performances, you called them out. You called them out.
And this was not one of my better weeks. I'll be the first to admit it. I've had some heaters. I've had a couple heaters.
What is the class think you're here for every Wednesday?
I mean,
we got to keep it real with our friends.
I think we got to look in the record books to find it.
This is kind of like when we hit that point in the year, right?
Yes.
Where basketball is over and we just got baseball. We love baseball, right?
Yeah,
baseball's great, but. Yeah. It's just not as good as it was when we had everything. You know what I'm saying?
We're keeping it real with you. Why would we lie if you've been knocking it out of the park?
I understand they haven't all been great. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say.
Right, it'd be great in court. I don't know what you want me to say.
I mean, this week's wasn't great.
What do you think about the week before?
What did we do? Thanksgiving? And what was the other one? What was the other topic?
I don't remember. I feel like you've been sitting at a 4.5 to 5. And I had a 3-week spell where I was probably sub 5, and you called it out.
I've had I've had one or two that have been okay, and the rest have not been great. So it is what it is. I'm not going to lose any sleep over.
How do you get back to that self? This is your press conference. How do you get back to that all NBA level? Like what needs to change?
That's a great question. I just gotta dial in.
You haven't got a sack in a while. Getting some pressure.
It's just effort.
What's the equivalent of locking yourself in the gym but for IQs?
Yeah.
Locking yourself in the notebook.
We gotta execute.
Yep. Execution has not been there, and I've just preoccupation. Yeah. Just mine's not where it needs to be as it pertains to the haikus here as of late. So look, I will be the first to admit today's definitely not my best ones. Definitely not my best ones.
You're cutting yourself half short though, because I think we're all saying it's been a while.
That's where I will disagree with all of you on that one. So just because you say it and you're the rage bait king station,
we'll let the text line.
I feel like Jed hasn't given his input.
He might have won gun range. That was a pretty good. Oh no,
Jake definitely won.
Think about it, Jed. How many times has Fred done a haiku or me? Where you've had to debate who had the best one. Has that been in your head the last month with Fred's like, oh, that might be number one, or has it been like it's me or yourself?
We always kinda go through the debate, but last 2 weeks I think it's been Blake.
Yeah.
Maybe we gotta just start like hyping Fred up, you know, getting him going.
I don't need anything from anybody. Okay? I don't need anything from anybody. I'll take
my L. Is this on your dating profile?
I'll take my L and I'll move on.
I think that should be your dating profile bio.
First of all, I don't do dating profiles. You know that.
Just stamp it on your forehead. I don't need anything from anybody.
I don't need anything from anybody. Again, you know what I need? I need a slump buster.
Oh.
There you have it.
Oh,
I mean, did you not use that word earlier in the show?
Did I?
Don't
you
recall.
Know what? I'm done talking to you. I'm done. Seriously.
The show's going
to
be kind of hard if you don't talk.
Mr. Rage Bader himself. All right.
We'll go to the text line. 877-881-1053. Franco, injury attorney text line. If you think I'm lying and Fred's had above average haikus the last month, let us know. If you think I'm telling
the
truth.
I didn't say all of them were. I said
just
I had
on the
a
average. Just on the average. On the average. You've been at a 4.5, which is below average.
I'd say it's been just average. I'd
not
say
giving
it's just
you
been
that
average. Well, you can take it all you want. I don't care what you say. I'd say they've been average. Today's not great. I'll be the first to admit. Great job by you guys, though. You know what? I'm making everybody around me better, and that's really all that matters. All right, coming up next, final hour of the show. Let's see. We're going to do a little rewind. We're going to do Fatties on the Phone at 10:20. Had a explosive Fatties on the Phone yesterday that pivoted into a conversation about head coaches, and apparently Rex Ryan being one of the more handsome coaches. Didn't see that one coming yesterday. So final hour of the program. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.